You have your Bible? Turn with us tonight to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter number 6. Begin reading at verse 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also his flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Then were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children of them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts of the heart of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. He said, Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch." I want to preach tonight just a little while. I've got to be my help on warning signs. Warning signs, amen. We need warning signs, don't we? Need them in every aspect of life, everywhere we go, and all that we do. Could you imagine what the world would be like if we didn't have warning signs? Especially now in our high-speed world and high-impact world in which we live. If we didn't have warning signs all over the place, we'd be in a mess. We'd be running over at each other, running into each other. It'd be what they would call a great big gong. But I'm glad that we have warning signs. I want to look at this tonight, if God will be our help for a little while. That's that. Some warning signs that God gives us. Praise God. When we begin to see this and the Lord begins to pin her down, we see a spiritual decline. Amen. We see a spiritual decline. Amen. We come to a place in this. And if you go back just a little bit, I was reading this the other day, and we was talking, I was thinking upon it, talking to some people about it. In the time that Cain and Abel come along, and of course, we know the story. Cain raised up and he slew his brother Abel, and his blood cried out from the ground. And then we see Cain, and he begins to produce in this world and have youngins, and as he begins to produce and begins to have what we call a family, we say things begin to take place. And Cain's line, we see how that they would mention, had mention of the Lord, that there come a time in their place when they would forget to call upon God, when they would leave God out and not mention the name of God. We see that, and as we look at Cain's son, and we see Lamech and what he does, praise God, when we begin to see that the materialistic things that Cain's son began to focus on, and how he began to deal when his life come around, and how his children and from generation to generation they begin to decline, and they begin to pull back from the goodness of God. Amen. If you look around today, doesn't it seem like we're living in the same time now? There's a decline in praise God, in the people of God and the things of God, and it seems like we're pulling back from the God of heaven, from the true and the righteous God. Praise God that we say that we love, and to say that the only one that can heal us and save us by His marvelous grace. But we pull back, praise God, into the materialistic things of this world, and we see things begin to take place and take shape, just like we did in the time of Lamech. Amen. We see Lamech, and he began to, he got married and ended up, he had his children, and they became, they become industrious, if you will, and tuned into the material things, the materialistic things of the world. And I'm afraid that's where we're at today. We think about things so much that we forget about the real things that's important in life. Praise God. But I'm saying there's something that's more important than material things, and it's a a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, having Him part of our homes and our families and our lives as God begins to shape things up. But we see how Lamech began to have these children and they began to call upon the things of this world and chase after things of this world. We see his son, praise God, Jabel, who is a father of such as dwell in tents and of such as have cattle. We see one that he was caught up in the economics of the world, caught up in the trade of the world, just like we have today. And if we ain't careful, we put these things before serving God and before walking with God and for loving the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our hearts, minds, our souls, and strength, like the Bible tells us to. In other words, we get caught up so much in business that we forget about the business of God. Amen. And then we see verse 21 of Genesis chapter 4, his brother's name was Jubal, and he was a father such as handled a harp and organ. Amen. I've told you before, he was in the entertainment business. Have you ever seen such a time it seems like everybody's in the entertainment business? If you ain't running the church in the entertainment business, it'll be hard to keep people's attention. People won't hang out with you long if you can't entertain them. They want a hoop and a shout, but they don't want the word and the truth. They don't want the things of God direction from the throne of grace. They want something they can shout about. But praise God, listen, I won't say most important thing that we have in the Word of God is the direction, instruction from God Almighty. When He speaks to your heart and mind and gives us direction, praise God, to walk circumspectly with Him in this present world which we live, when nobody else is looking to, when nobody else wants to. He said we can with God Almighty. But amen, but praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said they was economics, they was a business. He said they was in the entertainment business. It's all about business, amen. But then he goes on down to the Zala, and she bare Tubal-Cain, who was an instructor in artificial brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal was Naamah. Amen. So we're looking at this one. They was in the engineering. They was in designing and building things. And they ain't nothing wrong with that. Thank God for the Industrial Revolution. When we come into our home and we got so many different things that would help us in this walk of life. But I just wonder today, Brother Bill, did they really help us? Amen. Almost like we're backing up. We got so many things in this world supposedly help us to move along in a little better pace and do a little bit better. But praise God, I won't say, I think it was a whole lot better when we had time just to stop and slow down and have a little talk with Jesus. Praise God, to walk with God, to get the family together and just good have good old-fashioned fellowship. Amen. Down there in the yard, just praising God and enjoying each other's company. Amen. We're in a day and an hour we forgot about all that. Praise God, and we've been given over to all the things of this world. That's what's took place. No wonder God. But God give us some warning signs. He said we need to be watchful of these things. Amen. And God said in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, said God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Amen. That wickedness. The wickedness of the world today, the occult that we have, God worshipers, but they're the wrong worship and the wrong God. We're chasing after everything in the world that they throw out there. It's just like a dog after a bone. They throw it out there, and if we ain't careful, we'll chase after it. That's what the world's doing, just a running after everything the world throws out there. But I want to say, praise God, we ought to be focused on the God of heaven. Ought to be looking, praise God, because there's a spirit decline. There's a wickedness in the land today, and the only way we're going to turn it around, young'uns, is get back to the Word of God. Get back to the God of the Word. Ask Him on our face and on our knees to touch and heal our land, touch and heal our families, touch and heal our lives. I know that's hard to say, because then we got to realize that we need help personally. But till we realize that we need help from the Lord personally, we're never going to do business with God. Amen. 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 Till we start asking the Lord with a humble spirit to touch me and mine. Amen. To touch my heart. Help me to be what God had me to be. Amen. So we see a spiritual decline in the world because of wickedness of men's hearts. It was great in the earth. But then we see a social dilemma. Now this is all right, playing right down where we're going today. We're headed in a breakneck speed. We see a social dilemma. Look at verse number 1. It said, it came to pass when men begin to multiply on the face of the earth. Amen. And we're not talking about addition anymore. We're talking about multiplication. We're talking about men, praise God, coming from all over the place, piling into these big cities. And the big cities is growing. I mean, they're getting bigger and bigger all the time. It's almost about to, in the United States, from Boston down to the White House. Praise God, it's just almost wall-to-wall people. They're everywhere. And wickedness is raging mad. Praise God, violence is everywhere. And it's getting bigger and bigger. But what are we going to do about it? We got to call upon God, because there's a population explosion when it happens that way. You say, well, preacher, the Bible said to procreate and re-inhabit the world. And that's just what we're doing. Amen. But we're supposed to do it in a Godward fashion. Supposed to do it in a godly manner. Amen. But he said, as they begin to multiply, he said, as when men begin to multiply on the earth, they begin to pile into these cities. Amen. Praise God. Did you know that over 50% of our population was in these big cities? Amen. I tell you, men, women, praise God, we ain't meant to be clustered together real tight. Amen. It just don't work good. Amen. Brother Bill, man's got to have his space. That's why Daniel Boone said when he seen his neighbor smoke, it was time to move a little further out. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need some space. We need a space to worship God. We need a space to praise God. And you say, well, people can't praise God in these big cities. Yeah, they can if they would. But come when you get to where we're gathered together so close, it just becomes like a jungle, if you will. Praise God. The crime in those places can't be controlled. And what happens when crime is out of control? Everything's out of control. Amen. We're in a mess. What do you think was taking place in the time of Noah? And why do you think God said how he's going to destroy him from off the face of the earth? Because things had got so bad. When crime begins to get so bad, it gets out of control. When it gets so crowded, so congested, health standards begin to fall. Amen. Hello, are you hearing me? Health standards can't be controlled when you got people just piled on top of each other. Amen. It's almost impossible. And when it gets in that type and that situation, there gets to be so much violence and so much hatred and so much bitterness, and people start dying on the streets. And Brother Jeff, it becomes a normal thing. I want to say it's not normal for people to die on the streets at the hand of another. Amen. But God gives us warning signs. He said, listen, we need to pay attention. We need to realize what's taking place before it's too late. These big cities, pray God, crime and corruption is all over the place. Drug addiction, mental illness, amen, it's everywhere that they look. Suicide is rampant, amen, in these big cities. Stress levels, people that live in these big cities said the stress level is just out of bounds, amen. Don't know what to do. And the hostilities, when all that comes to attrition, praise God, then you got the hostility that's in all of it. You say, Pastor, what do you do? Praise God. We get a hold of God, and we live in a virtuous place, in a virtuous way. And God will keep us, praise God, in the sanctuary of Himself, praise God, in the love and compassion of a holy God. When we get outside of that fear, the warning signs are to go off and say, look, it's time to make a change. It's time to have a change. Amen. Because when you see the spiritual decline, then you see the social dilemma that creeps in. And when you see that social dilemma gets bigger and bigger, then we see the shameless depravity that enters in. Amen. The depravity that's in this world today. It's everything's okay. There's nothing wrong anymore. You see that manifested in Lamech. What'd he do? First thing you know, praise God, God said that sanctity of marriage is with one man and one woman. What do you see him doing? First thing he does, he goes into polygamy. He gets him two wives. Amen. You say, well, yeah, I know what God says, but when we get to the sanctuary, we better watch the warning signs, because we get to where God's at, and we say, well, God says, but we better be careful. Because there's a whole generation of people come along behind us, and they're going to follow in our footsteps, and they're not going to do what we say. They're going to do what we do. Amen. We got to be good. We got to get this thing lined out. We got to figure out where we're at. We got to get with God, and we got to go in the direction He'd have us to go. And we got to love Jesus with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, so that we can love each other. Amen. When the spiritual decline happens. Amen. When a social dilemma gets out of hand, out of control, out of the banks. They said today on the news that there's over 7 million illegals have come into our country in a little over 2 years. Over 7 million. What are we going to do with them? Amen. Love them and hope to see them saved. But how are we going to feed them? How are we going to take care of them? God said when you take the borders down, when you take those ancient landmarks down, you don't protect your landmarks. He said you cease to have a country.
Amen.
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 And then shameless depravity comes in. Polygamy. Amen. Attack on the family. It begins to happen all around us. Amen. We forget about the God saying one man and one woman. And we get that point they did in the early 60s when they said, whatever, feel good. Feel good, just do it. Amen. That's straight out of the pits of hell. Amen. Praise God. We need to trust the Lord. Praise God. We need to stand upon the truth of the Word of God. Because you know what happens after Lamech invited polygamy to come in? Then the next thing you know, pornography comes along. Amen. Pornography, it's an attack on society itself. Amen. An infiltration, if you will, of the ungodliness of this world. He said when that the every imagination of thoughts of the heart was only evil continually, praise God. The evil and the wickedness of people's minds was being catered to. Can you see that taking place today? Amen. This pornography in the world. You say, preacher, you oughtn't to mention that. Somebody needs to. It's wickedness in the eyes of God. We got the R-rated movies all over the place, and we pop them into our houses through cable. Amen. Used to, we wouldn't even talk about them in public. Now we're talking about them, lift them up, and bring them right into the house.
Amen.
Don't even think twice about it. Praise the Lord. We pay that cable bill. And it's even worse than that. You can get on the phone, call that dial a porn, praise God, and talk to somebody about it. We need to be careful. I'm glad there ain't no youngins now. We can preach on this. Amen, praise God. We need to be careful with our children because they're getting caught up in this mess. They're indoctrinating them from a very young age. Amen.
Amen.
The church may have to take up our children, praise God, as a missions. To put them in a good private school, a good Christian school where they don't have to be indoctrinated by the wickedness of this world. Don't have to have men dressed up like women or something, whatever they think they are. Coming in there and trying to indoctrinate our children, trying to tell them that everything's okay and everything's acceptable. It's not okay or acceptable. God says it's wickedness in the eyes of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Adults and children, praise God. Amen. Yeah, they dial it up and instant filth comes on the other end of the line. You know the weird thing about that? 1996, Bill Clinton, of all people, tried to pass a bill, the Communication Act bill, where he would put prohibitions on that where it wasn't be allowed. And you know who stopped it? Our government, those unelected bureaucrats in the Supreme Court said, no, we can't do that because it'll mess up our First Amendment. Amen. We better listen to God Almighty and forget about the mess of this world. Praise God, because we got to protect our children. Hey, I'd rather mess up the First Amendment and spare children.
Amen.
Nobody has a right to filth. Nobody has a right to put filth in your home or in the minds of our children. Amen. It's time for us to rise up and take a stand, praise God. Have a backbone like a saw log and say, enough is enough.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I had to tell you this. I've had it on my mind for a while. Praise God. We're living in a mess. And God's given us warning signs. Children, He said, hey, listen, praise God, there's some things that we can do to change things. Amen. Praise His holy name. But we're seeing it wax worse. We're seeing the marching sodomites. Amen. Did you ever think you'd see marching sodomites in broad daylight public? Just doing what they want to do? Amen. Praise God. And society is asked to bow down to them. Amen. Less than 1% of the population. And they want us to bow down and cow down to them. Bible says it's wickedness. God said in Leviticus 20:13, it's an abomination in the eyes of God for men to lay with men and women with women. Amen. You say, well, preacher, don't say nothing. You know, you hurt somebody's feelings. Hey, I hope it hurts their feelings down to the core of their heart so they get saved and not go to hell. Amen. I want to see folks saved from that mess. Amen. If we keep cowing down to them and allow them to have their way, they're going to get worse and worse. Amen. They're not after us. They're after our children, our children's children. We better stand up now or we're going to give them to them on a platter. Amen. Stand up and be reckoned with. Stand up and say, you know what? Enough's enough. We're not going to do that no more. Amen. Let me read that to you. I see you. Leviticus 20:13 says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Amen. God said, it makes him sick. That's not the way that it's supposed to be. Praise be to God. They stand without excuse. Paul said this. Romans chapter number 1. They changed the glory, verse 23, and they changed the glory to uncorruptible God, the image made by made like to corruptible man, the birds and the four-footed beast and the creeping things. So wherefore God also gave them up unto uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, through the dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Now watch this, verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women, which is supposed to know better, which is supposed to be the backbone of the home, did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Amen. Then he goes on down through how the wickedness and the vileness and all that stuff that brings it, that's brought apart by all the wickedness, vileness that people do. He said, there's some warning signs. God's given us warning signs and we need to be paying attention. Because He's after our families. He's after our homes. He's about destroyed. The devil's about destroyed our churches. Amen. Can't compromise with the devil. We have that. We don't only have the sodomites marching on us. We got vile music that's a blaring everywhere you go. I was sitting on Patton Avenue today, and I couldn't even, I didn't even have my hearing aids in. They about busted my eardrums and me two cars over. Blaring music. Amen. Glorifying the devil. Amen. Illicit sex, alcoholism, drug addiction. I mean, just blaring it out there. It's the devil. It's satanic. Amen. It's the music of the world today. Vile music that's going out unchecked. So what is? It's depravity. Amen. It's total depravity. And you know what we play it off as? Well, pastor, I hear this. It makes me sick at my stomach. Hey, well, pastor, this is just, it's just an alternative lifestyle. No, it's sin. It's depravity of the soul. Amen. It needs to be reconditioned with the Holy Ghost of God to take that stuff out, to change our want-tos and our desires. Amen. But we see social dilemma and shameless depravity. But in all that, there's also some devotion. They some devotion. We have in old Noah, we have faithful preaching in the man of God. Amen. For 120 years, old Noah stood there and he building on that boat, praise God, just a preaching the gospel. Now, these weren't ignorant and unlearned people. Now, listen to me, praise God. I don't think, but glory, hallelujah, you know, God didn't build that ark for Noah. He, Brother Bill, he laid them out. He gave them the architectural design, and them men at that time had to build that ark. Amen. They weren't ignorant, unlearned men, praise God. They were smart men. They were educated people. Hello? We want to think, well, way back in, you know, they was just crawled out of the woods, still dragging their knuckles. They weren't. These people were educated people. They should have known better. But there was a time limit on this. God said, I'm putting a time limit on it. He said, I'm only going to put up with this foolishness for so long. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he sent a faithful preacher. Amen. You know, what did he teach? Preacher doesn't. He preached on the nature of sin, what sin is. People don't want to hear what sin is anymore because I hype the people that the churches that's living in it. Amen. Say, old man, say old man or old me. Amen or old me. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people living in sin. And they think it's okay because nobody's condemned them of it. Nobody told them it's wrong. But Noah was a preacher of sin, praise God. He preached on the nature of sin, what it does to you. Amen. He preached on that there was a need for righteousness. Imagine that. For right living, living according to what's right in the eyes of God. Praise God. It makes a difference. Not only did he preach, praise God, on nature of sin and a need for righteousness, he preached on a nearness to judgment. Could you imagine, old Noah, every day as he's drilling those holes and pounding those pegs in and spreading that pitch all about that thing, inside and out, praise God. He was a preaching about a judgment that was coming. He said, you better get prepared, get in. And they laughed him to scorn. Amen. Made fun of him. The signs of the times. It was there, praise God, warning signs. And they wouldn't heed them. How much more of the world today, praise God. The signs of the times is all around us. That ark was a type of Lord Jesus Christ. It's a place of safety where people could get in, but they wouldn't. Amen. I preached a while back, we see old Enoch. Amen. He was the type of the one that believed, trusted in God, and he was taken out. He said it was not, for God took him. He's a type of the rapture, taken out, praise God, that God's called out. But praise God, Noah, praise God, and that ark was a type of what God would use to take care of the nation of Israel. When the church is gone out of here, God would put his people in a place of safety and he would bring them through. Praise God, he was pitched within and out, talking about that atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, in a place of safety where God Almighty would see them through. I'm glad I serve that God today, ain't you? In a safe place where God Almighty we'll bring them through. Talking about that great tribulation. Amen. That boat, that ark had to be made sturdy and sound and sure because of the upheaving and the waves and the crashing of the waves upon it would have tore it to pieces. But God Almighty warned Noah, praise God. He gave them directions how to build it where it would be there. It'd be stable. Where we get our stability is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. He is our stability. He is our safe place. Amen. So not only do you have some devotion during these times, even during warning signs, there's going to be a sudden destruction. Amen. There's going to be a destruction. He said they knew not. He said that Noah, in Noah's day, he said they knew not till the floods came, took them all away. They knew not. They didn't heed the warning signs. God's given us all kinds of warning signs to watch out for. And we need to be ready. Amen. Because God's patience with the Christ-rejecting world is just about to run out. It's just about exhausted the patience of God, I believe. Amen. Just about to exhaust the patience of God. And we can look for a fiery judgment. Amen. From God Almighty. Sudden destruction. Amen. I believe it's on its way. I believe destruction's on its way. America better be either getting on their face and crying out to God or be getting ready for the destruction. getting ready for the hand of God to move upon this place. Amen. But God said He'd take care of those of us that love the Lord. And He'll give us an opportunity to just keep preaching the gospel. Because I believe we're part of those that have some devotion, praise God, to God. Some people are just faithful preaching the gospel, telling somebody every chance we get about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Folks is wanting to hear it. They're wanting some good news from somewhere. It comes from the portals of glory. The good news comes from heaven tonight, young'uns. It says, be ready, praise God. God, give us warning signs. We need to tell people to be ready because destruction's coming. But we also know, praise God, that for those that are born again, love the Lord Jesus Christ, it's redemption time. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And praise God, one day in a little while, He's gonna call to us to come away. We're going to leave out of this old world, praise God, and we're going to go out of here to be with Him where He is. To a place that He's prepared for those prepared for that place. I don't know about you. I'm excited about that. Amen. Bible says, old Noah, he preached all these years, 120 years, and didn't win a soul. He got his family in. So I wouldn't say he didn't win nobody. But he didn't win none of those outside of his own household. They didn't want it. They didn't hear it. They didn't want to know. And they didn't want to get in. Could you imagine? Whenever that old gang plank was run out there, and God began to call those little old animals in there two by two, brought them in there to Noah, and they went up that thing and started going into that boat. That alone ought to have been enough to get their attention. Amen? That alone ought to have been enough. But see, it's like those in Romans. They didn't want to hear it. He wasn't their God, and they didn't care about the Creator. They didn't care what God had to say. They was living their own life. They was doing their own thing. I'm going to tell you tonight, youngins, there's warning signs out here all around us. We need to pay attention. This world is building up all around us, and these specific places around this world is just full of hell itself. They're erecting statues to Dagon and the demons of hell. You say, oh, that's not in America. It is in America. There's one right there in Michigan with an old evil demon with a little child sitting on his lap. Makes you just wonder who the old devil wants. Like them sodomites, he wants our children, our young'uns, our people, our families, our loved ones, praise God. That's who he wants. But God gave us a warning sign. He said, pay attention. Pay attention. I'll help you through here. Amen. He said, there's an ark of preparing. I want to say today, there's an ark prepared. Amen. There's an ark prepared. See, oh no, the Bible said he was a just man and perfect and not in his generation. But in the Old Testament, it says in verse number 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In the Old Testament, Noah found grace. But you know what happens in the New Testament? Grace finds us. The unmerited favor of God comes to where we are and saves us by His marvelous grace. In the New Testament, grace, God's grace, finds us. Amen. Praise His holy name. And it lifts us up and brings us out through faith, not of ourselves, not of works, as any man should boast. Praise the Lord. But it's that faith, Lord Jesus Christ, lifts us out of there, and the grace of God takes over, manifests Himself in our lives, and helps us to be a witness for Him. Amen. If we'll just heed the warning signs, and they're all over the place. They're all in the Word of God. He says, wake up and pay attention. Not to slumber and sleep, as some do. But He said to be wide awake. Not drunkards, amen, but praise God, sober and in our right minds, seeking Lord Jesus Christ with all of our heart, while He might be found, amen.